For most of this decade, the Apostle Islands has had to scale back in small ways. Visitor center hours are shorter. A historic fishing village is closed. Less frequent garbage pickup and trail maintenance. But that could change. Apostle Islands Park Superintendent Bob Krumenacher says the Bush administration is pushing for an 18% increase for the park in its next budget.
We have been seeing a slow erosion of our buying power the last several years, and so even though our budget has been flat or even slightly increasing for several years, what we can do with it, the amount of people we can have out there, the amount of gas we can buy, all that's been declining. So an 18% increase is a lot. It gets us back to 2001 levels, and that wasn't exactly a wealthy year for us, but it's starting to look really good.
Krumenacher says that could mean 9 more seasonal positions. The other proposal is to add $100 million a year for the entire national park system to be awarded when matching private money is available. The nonprofit Friends of the Apostle Islands raises about $40,000 a year for the park. The proposals need to pass both houses of Congress. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.